Blog Talk Radio. Good evening.
Hey, Nancy.
Good evening. I believe I have Loretta. Was that Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Good evening. Pencil smiling.
Auntie Dot with me.
Okay. Hi, Auntie Dot.
Hey.
Okay. Looks like we got Mom and Pop.
Yes.
Welcome. Yep.
Hey,
Angela.
Yes, ma'am.
Did a pop doing the birthday song. His eyes didn't want to do it.
Okay, that'd be great. You said eyes?
Okay.
Miss Allen
granddaughter.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Hello?
I hear Ms.
Hello?
Williams, and you have someone else
yes,
to join?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, this is to Michael.
Is that Michael Moody?
No.
Michael Varner.
Michael Varner.
Oh, wow.
Right. Welcome.
Great.
Okay. Do we have Mrs. Allen? Auntie Marie, should I say? Auntie Marie, are you there? Okay. Auntie Betty?
Yes, how you doing?
Good. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hi,
yes.
Auntie Marie. Hi. Knew I saw you there. Okay, and I believe
yes.
I have Miss Shirley.
Yes.
Yes.
Can you hear
welcome.
Me?
Yes, we can hear you. Yes, ma'am. Okay. And do I have Shirley on the line as well?
Yes.
Welcome.
Hello. Yes.
Welcome. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do a quick roll call. If I miss your name, please just let me know. Hi. I have Loretta, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Mom, Pops, Mrs. Williams, Michael Varner, Auntie Betty, Miss Shirley, and Osnick. Okay. All right, Loretta, you can go ahead with the reading of Exodus.
Okay, I'll pick up and read in Exodus 8, 12. So Moses and Aaron went out from the presence of Pharaoh, and Moses pleaded with the Lord concerning the frogs he had sent. And the Lord did as Moses promised. Dead frogs covered the countryside and filled the nation's home. They were piled into great heaps, making a terrible stench throughout the land. But when Pharaoh saw that the frogs was gone, he hardened his heart and refused to let the people go, just as the Lord had predicted. Then the Lord said to Moses, prepare Aaron to strike the dust with his rod, and it will become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. So Moses and Aaron did as God commanded, and sudden lice infected the entire nation, covering the Egyptian and their animals. Then the musician tried to do the same thing with their secret arts, but this time they failed. This is the finger of God that they exclaimed to Pharaoh. But Pharaoh's heart was hard and stubborn, and he wouldn't listen to them, just as the Lord had predicted. Next, the Lord told Moses, get up early in the morning and meet Pharaoh as he comes out to the river to bathe, and say to him, Jehovah says, let my people go and worship me. If you refuse, I will send swarms of flies throughout Egypt. Your homes will be filled with them, and the ground will be covered with them. But it will be very different in the land of Goshen, where the Israelites live. No flies will be there. Thus you will know that I am the Lord God of all the earth, for I will make a distinction between your people and my people. All this will happen tomorrow. And Jehovah did as he had said, so that there were terrible swarms of flies in the Pharaoh's palace and in every home in Egypt. Amen.
Ooh. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Okay. We don't have any new callers, so we're going to go ahead with the program and just welcome everyone to today's session. If you would please bow your head in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you on one accord in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask you to destroy and remove any deception in our minds as we bow and worship before you. Holy Spirit, we come to you. Holy Spirit, guide us through. Holy Spirit, we know you in a humble way. Teach us to kneel and pray. Holy Spirit, guide our path. Holy Spirit, rescue everyone of the coming wrath. Holy Spirit, teach us wisdom. Holy Spirit, may we be forgiven. Holy Spirit, give us courage. We shall not be discouraged. Holy Spirit, come into our heart, and we shall never depart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Holy Spirit.
Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and get into our program this evening. It's regarding the wisdom of the Bible, Humility 2. And we're going to start with our first speakers, and that should be Auntie Betty and Auntie Janet.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Elgin words inflame prejudice and hatred, but Amos speak soothing. Words make a great human relationship. Words can make war or make peace. The words we say are right have tremendous power for good or evil. We should be as careful with our words as we would be with any other weapon.
A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. The good man out of his good treasure bring forth what is good, and the evil man out of his evil treasure bring forth what is evil. And I say to you that every careless word that men shall speak, they shall render account for it in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. Amen.
Gossip is an act of hostility intended to harm someone's reputation. We must avoid the temptation to misrepresent someone's character or action as an act of revenge or prejudice.
An evil man shows strife. Gossip separates the best of friends. Amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Betty and Auntie Janet. Okay, we'll go to the next speakers. It will be Miss Shirley and Auntie Carrie.
Self-righteousness is one of the hardest sins to avoid because it is so much easier to see other people's faults than to see our own faults. Rather than look for faults in others, we should look for the good in others and try to correct the faults within ourselves. Jesus' comical parable of a person with a board in his eye trying to see to remove a speck from another's eye reminds us that we probably have bigger faults within ourselves, including self-righteousness, than the faults we would criticize in others.
Don't criticize, and then you won't be criticized, for others will treat you as you treat them. And why worry about a speck in the eye of a brother when you have a board in your own? Should you say, friend, let me help you get that speck out of your eye when you can't even see because of the board in your own? Hypocritical. First get rid of the board, then you can see to help your brother. Don't criticize and speak evil about each other. Dear brother, if you do, you will be fighting against God's law of loving one another, declaring it wrong. But your job is not to decide whether this law is right or wrong, but to obey it. Only he who made the law can rightly judge among us. He alone decides to save us or destroy. So what right do you have to judge or criticize others?
We should not infer that criminal activity should go unrestrained or unpunished. The law of Moses had strong sanctions for criminal acts, and the Bible strongly supports civil government. See the section on government. However, we are reminded that judgment is reserved for God, and we should concentrate on correcting our own faults rather than criticizing others for their faults. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you all for that. Okay, moving along to the next speaker, which should be Mom and Auntie Dot.
Okay. Anger and revenge. No one make us angry. Anger is our own emotional response to some action or event. More often than not, our anger feelings are based on a misinterpretation of what someone said or did. Expressing anger tends to prolong and reinforce our anger rather than purge it. Anger words and action are much more likely to escalate hostility and block communication than to solve a problem. Whether between parents and child, spouse, friend, or nation, expression of anger divides us and drives us toward open hostility. It is all too easy to react like annoyance and disappointment. With anger, it is far more challenging, but much better to react with understanding and empathy. In this way, we can quickly settle disputes and avoid turning minor incidents into major battles. The humble demeanor is a perfect tool to avoid disputes and hard feelings.
A fool always loses his temper, but his wise man holds it back. My dear brother, take note of this. Everyone should be quickly submissive, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man angry does not bring about the right life that God desires. Amen.
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 Thank you for that. The next speaker we have is Auntie Janet and myself, Angela. So, Auntie Janet, you want to start?
Okay. Holding a grudge can consume us with hatred, blocking out all enjoyment of life. A grudge clouds our judgment and may lead us to an act of revenge that can never be undone.
Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. An angry man stirs up dissension, and a hot-tempered one commits many sins.
Bearing a grudge and seeking revenge are never appropriate to respond to a perceived wrong. A grudge destroys the grudge holder with bitterness. Revenge only escalates hostilities. Jesus told us we must reconcile with our adversary, forgive their transgression, and let go of the anger that may tempt us to commit an act of revenge.
Under the law of Moses, the rule was, if you murder, you must die. But I have added to that rule and tell you that if you are only angry, even in your own home, you are in danger of judgment. If you call your friend an idiot, you are in danger of being brought before the court. And if you curse him, you are in danger of the fires of hell.
Returning love for hatred can often cool the fire of anger. It is very difficult not to respond to anger with even more anger. However, when we respond to anger with empathy and love, we can often break the cycle of hatred and convert even our enemies into friends. Jesus gave us the unique command to love even our enemies. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right. The next speaker will be Loretta and Auntie Betty.
Okay.
Amen. That is the saying, love your friends and hate your enemies. But I say, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true sons of your Father in heaven. For he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good. And he sends rain on the just and on the unjust too. If you love only those who love you, what good is that? Even scoundrels do that much. If you are friendly only to your friends, how are you different from everyone else? Even the heathen do that. Mm-hmm. But you are to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect.
By humility, we acknowledge that God created us for his purpose, and not for our self-glorification. By humility, we acknowledge the dignity of all God's people. By humility, we cool the anger, passion of others. By humility, we can turn enemies into friends. A humble demeanor is not a denial of our worth as individuals. Rather, it is the tools that allow us, insofar as possible, to be on good terms with other persons. Amen?
Amen.
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 Thank you for that. All right. Now we move into our sick and shut-ins, and I'll turn it back over to Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the healing that you're performing right now in our family, friends, and loved ones. Help them to remember that you are in control and that you are healing them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them the strength to keep pressing forward, especially in the Moody family, Auntie Marie, Daddy Verner, Auntie Betty, Tally, Charles and Val, Vicky Husband, Eddie Tipman, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Malachi, Mary Lowe, Mary Ann, Tony, DeMarcus, Sedaria, Miss Wanda, Jessica Smith, Rochelle Bessler, Ruth Edwards, Calvin, Jerry and Terry, the Rossiter family, Carlos and the Wells family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Michael and Denise Moody, Brian, Angela Burns, LaTanya, the Norris family, Aveline, Janet Williams, Valerie Crockett, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in them. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
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 Thank the Lord.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, we'll move right along into our agenda. It's around the time of acknowledging birthdays. And what I have on my calendar, I have on the 21st, we have Auntie Dot celebrating a birthday.
Yes.
Amen.
And we have Nick on the 22nd celebrating a birthday. And also, is that your grandson? Thank you. Then we have Walter Williams on the 24th. Are there any other birthdays?
We have Nicholas Williams on the 22nd.
Nick, is that Nick?
Yeah.
Okay, got him on the 22nd. So these are birthdays from the 19th to the 24th. Is there any other birthdays? Okay. Well, we'll turn it over to, is it Ismic, to sing happy birthday to Auntie Dot and Nick and Walter? Ma?
Did we lose
us? No, it's, Ismic's going to sing happy birthday?
Isaac, go to sing happy birthday. Isaac.
Isaac, okay.
Miss William, okay. Miss,
Miss Anna's granddaughter.
Isis.
Yeah. Isis,
go ahead. Isis, okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
They can't hear us.
Oh, you can't. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we
ma'am.
Can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
She's. Hey, Jen, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
No.
Yes, we can hear.
No,
go ahead. Continue singing. We can hear
Hello?
You.
Hello? They must can't hear us.
That's what it
right.
is.
Hello?
Let me see. Did she get turned off?
Okay, here go Isis.
Okay, we ready.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Hello?
Yes?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday.
Thanks for that, Auntie. That was beautiful. Well, happy birthday, Auntie Di and Nick and Walter.
I can't hear it. It is.
Okay. Well, we're going to continue on with our agenda. And this is the part where we do our roundtable. And when I call out your name, you have an opportunity to share whatever's on your heart with the group. And if you don't have anything to share, just say pass, okay? Thank you.
Amen.
I would like to start with Miss Shirley.
This Thursday, October 24, I will be going in for upper gastrointestinal endoscopy. Please keep me in your prayers.
Amen.
Okay. You said on Thursday?
Yes. Thursday, okay. October 24, 6 o'clock a.m.
Okay.
That's the 23rd.
All righty. Thank you, Ms. Shirley. Auntie Gary?
Yes. I'm going to try the same.
Auntie Betty, okay.
Oh, that you call me, didn't you?
That's okay. That's
okay. All right, here I go. It's another new day, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new day, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new day, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank somebody that I ain't gone. It's another new minute. I ain't gone. It's another new hour. It's another new day, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. It's another new week, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new month, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. The Lord. I ain't gone. Hallelujah.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Auntie Betty. Got me all choked up. Okay. Auntie Carrie.
Carrie. I've had.
Okay.
Auntie Dot?
I've had.
Loretta?
Okay, I'll share. And it's an extension, basically, of what our program was. It goes on to say, let me present to God my mind, ready to think God's thought, and my will, ready to be guided by God's will. Let me present to God my emotion, ready to receive and express His emotion. Let me present to God my life, ready to be filled by His Spirit. When it comes to the use of my gift of speech, I so often get things mixed up and turned around. Too quickly I speak and too slowly I listen. Too easily I criticize and too seldom I praise. Too often I complain and too little I thank you. Too loudly I express my opinion and too reluctantly I listen to others. Forgive me, Lord, for my lack of control over my tongue. Help me to use the gift of speech as a blessing rather than a curse. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, Mother, would you like to go next?
Yes, I'm going to be reading Psalm out of 145, but it's gracious and compassion. Emily. Angels cry today. Trust God who is gracious
Amen.
And compassion. With the hymn writer we sing, Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am one. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Compassion is being sympathetic and conscious of others, the stress and earnestly desire to alleviate it. Just as compassion on the multitude of his ministry to their physical as well as their spiritual needs, as God measures and movement of the body of Christ, we must continue to demonstrate his compassion. The scriptures instruct us, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded. Having the same love, being one in spirit. When faced with family suffering and effects of crime, homeless, illness, and loneliness, I am sometimes at wit's end. But the Lord's compassion prevents me from losing hope. His encouragement enables me to encourage others who are struggling to survive. God faithfully keeps fighting over us, not a wimp or a sign goes unnoticed by our God. He supplies all our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. We must teach our children about the compassion of the Lord. We must teach them that he will somehow make a way, and often that way is made when we allow God to use us, instruct us of his compassion in the world.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Mother. Okay, I will go next, and I have a responsive reading. In view of your mercy, O God, I will offer my body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to you. This is my spiritual act of worship. I will not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but I will be transformed by the renewing of my mind. Then I will be able to test and approve what your will is, your good, pleasing, and perfect will. My love will be genuine. I will hate what is evil and hold fast to what is good. I will love others with mutual affection and show them honor. I will not lag in zeal. I will be ardent in spirit and serve you, Lord. I will rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, and persevere in prayer.
I will contribute to the needs of the saints and extend hospitality to strangers. I will bless those who persecute me. I will bless and not curse them. I will rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. I will rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Mm. Amen.
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 Praise God.
We rejoice.
Michael, would you like to say anything this evening?
I don't have a response to read or anything, but I would like to just, my birthday was last week, so I just thank God for allowing me to see 36 years here.
Amen.
Yeah. I wish I had
and also for you all just to keep my family in prayer and my little ones as they go to school.
Amen.
Amen. And that's it for me.
Amen. Amen.
I heard it.
Thank you. Thank you. Mrs. Williams, would you like to share anything with us?
I would like to share a letter. The title of it is Control. And this letter is from a friend who loves us very much. It reads, I am your intimate friend, but I'm also unfathomable and mysterious, infinitely great and glorious. I want you to contemplate me in my glory so you can worship me exuberantly. Sometimes, though, you struggle with my unsearchable decisions and untraceable ways, seeking to control me rather than abandon yourself in worship. You need to recognize control for what it is, an idol. I created you in my image and endowed you with free will. I gave you amazing linguistic abilities so you could communicate richly with me. Instead of using these gifts in manipulative ways, trying to control me, devote them to worshiping me in spirit and truth. I encourage you to pray freely. Ask, and it will be given to you. Nonetheless, when you bring me your petition, you need to keep in mind that the depths of my wisdom and knowledge, this will protect you from being presumptuous and manipulative. I never fail to hear your prayers and answer them wisely. But I do not always grant your petition, no matter how heartfelt they may be or how utterly right they might seem. If it becomes clear that my will differs from what you have requested, the best response is to say simply, yes, Jesus. This will draw you closer to me, even in the midst of your disappointment. Though my ways, my methods, my path may be mysterious for you, I assure you they are good. Oh, the depths of the riches and wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unfathomable are his judgments and how untraceable are his ways. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
God.
Thank you, Auntie Vianna. Pops, would you like to share anything with us today?
Yeah, I'd like to read Psalm number 8. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. I admire for thee, instantly, as I ordained, drink, because thy enemy that thou mayest kill the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visit him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and had crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the work of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yes, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. Oh, Lord, our Lord, I exalt your name in all the earth. Amen.
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 Praise your name, Lord. Amen.
Thank
the Lord.
Lord our God.
So much for that.
Well, before we go into our next section, I would like to assign the parts for next week. If everyone could turn to page 30. We're going to be talking about Noah's Ark in the Genesis. And the very first paragraph is going to be Loretta. The next one, Noah builds an ark. Mom. Noah builds an ark.
Okay.
Next week. Excuse me. Next week, the Great Flood, Auntie Betty.
Okay.
And Auntie Dot.
Okay.
Okay. Then God makes a promise to Noah, that will be me. And the next one that starts with lesson, Auntie Janet and Miss Shirley. Okay. Then under the questions, I will read the questions. And the first answer, Auntie Carrie. The second answer, Mom. And the third answer, Auntie Betty. Let me say that again. Under questions, I will read the questions, which are in bold, and Auntie Carrie will read the italics for the first answer, and Mom will read the italics for the second answer, and Auntie Betty will read it for the third answer.
The second is what? Become no rock?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. And Pops, we have you for the birthday. Oh, go ahead, Mom.
Go ahead, Tim.
You have a question on that, Mom?
No, I'm gonna. No, I'm just gonna. We'll be going home. That'll be last.
Okay.
Go ahead and continue.
Okay. Then the birthday greeting, I'm showing Pops for that. And the closing responsive reading, Miss Janet, Auntie Janet, and Miss Shirley.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah. Angela, this is Auntie Betty. I read, why is everything in the Bible Noah repeats twice?
You read the Great Flood.
I got some.
Noah was 600 years old. That section. The Great Flood.
I'm down with the question. I thought you were going to read the Great Flood.
Mm. You have two parts on it, Betty. I was on the first part. Yeah, the one that says, why is everything in the Bible story of Noah repeated twice? Then you read the rest of it.
I read all of that, right?
Yes.
I'll read the bold question, and you read all the rest.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you. That's what I want to understand. Okay.
Okay, no problem. Anybody else have any other questions about next week's schedule?
I don't know. Did Michael want to be a part of it?
Not yet. I'm not going to tell you all next week.
Okay. We're just checking.
No pressure. Okay. Well,
did we lose Aunt Marie?
I think we are down to 7 callers. We may have. I don't know.
I mean, she kept coming in and out.
Yeah, I think we may have, Auntie.
Yeah, we did lose some.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead with our closing responsive reading, and that's myself and Mom. Are you ready?
Yes,
I'll do the bowl and you do the other.
What? Can I just say this first? We are going
to do the bowl. I'll do the bowl and you do the other.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What'd you say there?
We are going home from the hospital on Wednesday. So I just
Wednesday.
Want everybody
Lord.
To know.
Praise
the
Lord.
Oh, praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
the
Lord.
Amen. Okay, Auntie Dot and Auntie Carrie, you guys are traveling when?
Now. We
y'all on the road now?
We're traveling back home on Friday.
Okay. Friday.
Have a
safe. Yeah, have a safe trip. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, let's go to the closing and responsive reading. Mom, I read the bowl and you read the other. We're gonna do Matthew 6:9. This then is how you should pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. Before I do the closing prayer, is there anything else would like to share? Okay, if you will please bow your heads for the closing prayer. God has said, be holy, for I am holy. Your journey to fulfill his call begins with two words you never regret. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, yes, Lord, completely yes, my soul to
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Okay, everyone have a blessed week. Be safe.
And you likewise. Thank you.
Well, have a blessed week. We love you all.
Amen. Love you guys.
We love you all too.
Yeah. Good night. I'm praying for you, Sister Shirley. I'm praying for you.
Amen.
And calling on Traveling Mercy.
Amen.
Michael, when you leaving?
No, I'm in Miami, in Florida.
Oh, you calling us from Miami? Oh, okay.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Okay, all right. Well, everybody have a blessed week. We love you all.
Amen.
All right, bye-bye.
You're welcome back anytime, Michael.
Thank you.
Anytime on a Sunday at 8 o'clock.